If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
No other religion or ethical system can give you the power to overcome your own evil heart so that you can be good enough for the whole world to change, let alone good enough for God. But God, through Jesus Christ, has made a way for us to look for the heavenly city and to change the world.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friends, all over the world, sports fans treat certain venues like shrines for a religion. But here in the U.S., there are those avid baseball fans that have to travel to every baseball stadium, Comiskey Park, Yankee Stadium, the Big Green Monster at Fenway Park. And then Soldiers Field and Lambeau Field come to mind for fans of professional football. But if you're a Big Ten fan, like I am, then the Horseshoe or the Big House or Happy Valley come to mind. Of course, for college basketball, there is nothing like the Fog, Allen Fieldhouse, at least for my wife and virtually all her relatives, unless they aren't KU fans, but K-State fans. Athletic shrines were given their due, particularly Notre Dame Stadium, in films like Rudy and the much older Newt Rockne, All-American. Remember that? Playing or even just being there was a privilege, maybe an act of worship. But we should know that nothing in sports and no stadium venue should be worshiped. Yet our own very religious nature will do just like that, like we also do for everything else in life. Money, things, food, ideas, politics, even nations. And if we are to believe the proponents of comparative religions, it doesn't matter who or what we worship, where our shrine is, or on what altar we lay our sacrifice. Only what we do. But is that really true? Today on Wings of the Morning, we look at that issue from the Bible's perspective. But right now, listen to Chris Rice. He sings the great hymn, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wound side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demand. My zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. Wash me, Savior, or I die. while I draw this fleeting breath. When my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself, let me hide myself, let me hide myself in thee. Let me hide myself, let me hide myself, let me hide myself in thee. Let me hide myself, let me hide, let me hide myself in thee.
In the Bible, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, the apostle says, "Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by ceremonial foods, which are of no value to those who eat them. We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore, for here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for a city that is to come." You know, recently I was listening to two religious leaders, one evangelical and the other from a liberal religion, debate about who Jesus really was. Was Jesus the resurrected Son of God, or just some really good guy, a good teacher, a teacher of good, alongside many other such teachers? The one who took the latter view was adamant that, of course, there were many paths to God. In fact, all of them were equally valid insofar as they encouraged their path walkers to do good things. In fact, when you came down to it, it wasn't important even if some didn't believe in God, but rather whether they were just making the world better. Some of you may even believe that or something like that. Of course, there are some, like the infamous coexist bumper sticker says, that want to not only just accept the validity of other religions, but rather put them all together in a syncretized mix or mess, if you will. You might say it like this: build an altar to Jesus, and one to Muhammad next to it, and one to Buddha, Krishna, the Tao, including to any unknown God. Okay, we had that in Athens, remember? And Paul talked to those folks and told them the truth about Jesus. So here, the apostle is telling them that there is just one valid altar, not two, three, or any more diverse or strange teachings. Why does he say this to them and the liberal minister I heard? Because all other sacrifices, all other altars are just imitations. Only Jesus, the sinless Son of God, could take all our unrighteousness and sacrifice it on that one altar once and for all. And no other altar worker has any right to sacrifice. They are not the sinless Son of God. But what about the claim that all we need to do is to do good? In the beginning of this chapter, the apostle runs down a pretty strong list of good or righteous actions. Love each other. Be hospitable to the stranger. Remember the persecuted, imprisoned fellow believers. Honor your marriage. Don't commit adultery, in other words. Don't be greedy, but be content. And trust in God and His servants who are following Him. But it is clear that these righteous deeds don't create the relationship with God, but come from that relationship with the one who sacrificed His life for our sake, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. He says, quoting Psalm 118, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" And why can we do these things? He says again, God has said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." Now, normally we take that as a statement of comfort. God's presence, however, is not just a comfort, a stand beside, a walk together, but He provides through His presence so we can be content. He provides so we can honor our marriage and be pure. He provides so we can love as He loved us and sent His Son to die for us. These are then the sacrifices we can offer, he says. He says, praise to God for saving us is a sacrifice, and the goodness that comes from a cleansed heart and life, that also is a sacrifice. My friend, no other religion or ethical system can give you the power to overcome your own evil heart so that you can be good enough for the whole world to change, let alone good enough for God. But God, through Jesus Christ, has made a way for us to look for that heavenly city. And then God, not us, will bring His kingdom to earth. In other words, it's God who will change this world. The humanist and man's religion and his kingdom of peace and utopia will never come. But God can bring peace to you, and one day Jesus will come and finally judge and destroy all evil and bring the kingdom of peace. Do you want this peace today? Then look to His altar, His sacrifice, the one and only. You can pray and receive His gift right now. Pray this. Dear Jesus, I believe You are the only way. Please forgive me of all my sin. Please forgive me of trying to work my way to Your heaven. Come in and cleanse me and make me clean and help me follow You. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, would you write me at SundayBreakfastMission.org? That's online at SundayBreakfastMission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.